The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joe Collins is running for California's 43rd Congressional District against Maxine Waters. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm well. What's your message out here today?
Well, the message that I have is that we need to rebuild our district. We need to get away from our comfort zone that is voting for the same politicians who have done nothing for us for years. And also on the other side, get out of our comfort zone and not voting at all. Your vote counts, your vote matters, and we need to get out and vote for conservatives who have a vested interest in seeing everyone succeed.
Maxine Waters has been in that district a long time. She has had basically one topic, impeach 45. Well, it happened, and he was acquitted, and now what is she going to do?
Well, it's nothing that she really can do. You know, when you haven't done anything for anyone for so long, the only thing you can run on is hate. You run on what you think people want to hear, and she thought people wanted to hear impeach 45, but that's not the case. Me being from the district, walking the district, talking to people in the district, what we want is a change. We want to rebuild.
As you go door-to-door, as you talk to people, what are they saying about your district?
They say because we've already have programs that we've implemented into the district and development projects that we're working on, they tell me, you know, some people say, well, we'll vote for you even though we don't like the president because we believe that you're going to help us rebuild the community. Or they say, you know what, I like what the president is doing for us right now when it comes to opportunity zones, criminal justice reform, and bringing jobs back to the United States. And, you know, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And what is the biggest challenge? That there's a certain, you know, this has always been her district and it'll always be, or what?
The biggest challenge that we have right now is the get out to vote. We have 750,000 people that live in the district, 399,000 people that are registered to vote, but we only have about 160,000 people that actually gets out to vote. So we have a 20% voter turnout. So people need to come out to vote.
Wow. So really, there's not a huge group of people you have to convince here.
Absolutely not. And the crazy part about it is Maxine Waters' base is actually my base. You know, talking to the people who supported Maxine Waters for the longest time is very easy. The hard part is getting people to come out to vote.
What kind of support are you getting financially? Is the party helping in any way, or are the candidates pretty much on their own the first round?
Well, I'll tell you this. I haven't relied on anyone except for my team that I put together in order to raise funds. We've just hit our $1 million mark a couple of days ago, so we're doing very great on fundraising and very great on support from the community and from across the United States.
So if you could win the election tomorrow, and maybe you will when it happens coming up, what would be the first thing you'd want to do?
The first thing that I would do is I will utilize opportunity zones to start bringing quality jobs back to South Los Angeles. I cannot stress that enough. With quality jobs, we can combat the homelessness. With quality jobs, we can combat the quality of life issue. With quality jobs, we can combat the gentrification issue that we have going on. So quality jobs are going to be my number one thing.
Certainly the homeless issue you mentioned has been a tough one. What has been the reason, as you identify the challenge of homelessness? Certainly South Los Angeles has its challenges. What happened?
Well, we have a terrible governor in Gavin Newsom who's raised the taxes, which has raised the cost of living so high, and it forces the businesses to leave California. So I'm going to put this one on Gavin Newsom, as well as we have a huge mental illness problem that is not being addressed. But this homeless issue did not come overnight. It's been happening since 2008. It's been steadily rising, and now we're at a point where, you know what, we need someone to start putting action behind this problem.
Share with us your campaign. Is there a website? Where can people read about you?
Yes, my website is joecollinsforcongress.com. You can follow me on social media, Twitter at joecollins43rd, and you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at collinsforcongress43.
As you walk the district, as you visit with people, where do you go? Do you go door to door? Do you talk before groups? What's your campaign strategy?
My campaign strategy is to be at as many places as I can at the same time. So I walk door to door. I show up at events, whether it's Republican events or Democratic events. I show up to the city council meetings. I show up to the neighborhood council meetings. I'm at the high schools. I'm at the colleges. I'm everywhere.
So are you a Republican?
I am a proud black Republican.
And do you get some resistance from some in the community?
you know, people have their own opinions, and it's not up on me to change anyone's mind about the political party preference or who they want to believe in or what they want to do. My job is to let them understand that I'm going to represent you and I'm going to work with whoever I have to in order to bring value to your life.
And so being a Republican for you means what?
Being a Republican for me means that we have the ability to make our own decisions. We have our ability to be able to create our own jobs. We have the ability to be able to raise our family, to believe in what we want to when it comes to faith. We have the ability to do all these things unencumbered by the government.
All right, last minute. Talk to the voters. Tell them what you want to tell them today.
Check the record of the person that you want to vote for. If you see people and they haven't done anything for you for the longest time, that may not be the person you want to vote for. You know, there's an old saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. We cannot do that. We have to move forward.
All right. Remind everybody one last time. Name, district, website.
My name is Joe Collins. I'm running against Maxine Waters in California's 43rd District.
Thank you much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.